say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Thursday, May 17th, 2007 edition of The American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, with you for the next 2 hours. Have an interesting show today. I'm going to go into my announcements first, but I subbed for John last week for an hour, and he had a guest on that I interviewed by the name of Rob Balsamo, which is the head of pilots for 9/11 Truth. And me being a pilot, I thought he'd be a good guy to have on my show. And I don't normally talk about 9/11, but I'm going to talk about it a little bit today because it's kind of like a beach ball. You know, you put a beach ball in a swimming pool and you push it down as hard as you can and it just wants to pop up. The farther down you push it, the more it wants to pop up. And this whole 9/11 thing, this cover-up and all the lies that are told is like a beach ball, because it just keeps surfacing and surfacing because the truth wants to come out. We're going to talk a little bit about that today, but I want to make my announcement first, a couple of them. First of all, Freedom to Fascism. If you want a copy of Freedom to Fascism, simply email Bobby at freedom777@safe-mail.net. Again, that's Bobby, or excuse me, that's freedom777@safe-mail.net. The pledge drive, folks. I'm going to read off the names of the pledges that we got yesterday. Got Dax in Texas, $5. Thank you, Dax. William in Georgia, $10. And Dayton in Louisiana, or I guess it's Louisiana. It's either Louisiana or L.A., $5. That was it. And I can't emphasize enough, people, that this station is catching up on back bills. We need your support. We need to have you send in as much as you can. For those of you who haven't donated, I would ask you please to get online and go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on PayPal, make a donation, or you can call the office and talk to Julie or Sandra at 800-724-2719. Call in and make a donation, or send in a donation to 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, and that's 78664. If you haven't already, folks, please dig down, send us $100, $50, whatever you can afford to send us. We're still catching up on these back bills, and we definitely still need your help. Again, this insurance company and the settlement, they're ultimately going to get it done, but they're stalling around, and in the meantime, these bills need to be paid. So I'm asking you, please, to dig down. If you haven't already sent something, send us something, as much as you can afford to. Now, I want to talk about Ron Paul for just a second. He is winning in the polls both of these debates, the first one on MSNBC and the second one on Fox the other night, and they're just doing everything they can do to slam him. As a matter of fact, they're now trying to tie him in again with the 9/11, what they call conspiracy nuts. And this is why I say, and I'm glad I've got Rob coming on my show today, because it's going to rear its ugly head again. The truth is a strange animal. As long as they keep trying to suppress the truth, again, it's like that beach ball. The farther down in the pool you push it, the harder it wants to come to the surface. So Rosie O'Donnell on The View next week is going to have she's going to talk about it all week, and she's going to have some very interesting guests. I'm not a viewer, or I'm not a watcher of The View, but I would suggest if you have the time, tune her in next week, especially on May 24th, because she's going to have Dylan Avery, and let's see, who else is she having on here? William Rodriguez and Corey Rowe. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'll be back in three with my guest, Rob Balsamo. Stick with me. Got a good show today.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, and have engineering problems with my Dixie Chicks again. I don't know. One of these days we're going to get that fixed, folks. Okay. Going to talk a little bit about, pilotsfor911truth.org. That's the website. Got my special guest, Rob Balsamo, coming on with me today. And since this Republican debate, they're trying to tie Ron Paul in now with the conspiracy theorists, and let's put it this way. Rosie O'Donnell's got Dylan Avery and William Rodriguez coming on The View next week. So the 9/11 thing is starting to rear its ugly head once again, and it's because the truth needs to come out. It's never going to go away until finally the truth comes out. My guest, Rob Balsamo, are you with me, sir?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Hey, listen, I want to thank you. I want to announce to the guests I am now an official member of the Pilots for 9/11 Truth. And I look like a little fledgling duck compared to some of you guys. What's that?
I wouldn't say that. You have a strong voice out there. You're getting our voices heard.
Well, I'm talking about in comparison with some of the hours that these pilots have on the site.
Well, yeah. You know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, the majority of our pilots have more hours than me as well. So.
Well, you've got a pretty impressive record in here, but I've been perusing around on the site. I watched that video, and I would invite all of the listeners to go in there to pilotsfor911truth.org and watch this video of the flight path of the plane that went in and hit, or the supposed plane that went in and hit the Pentagon. I'm in the website right now, Rob, and I just reminded me. I'm looking at this. What was her name? Olson, Ted Olson, and
Barbara Olson.
Yeah, and I happened to see Ted Olson on he was doing a commentary on the debate. And it reminded me of this, the cell phone situation where they supposedly herded everybody into the back of the plane and, you know, they had box cutters and the pilot supposedly gave up his seat to the aircraft. Now, you've trained as a commercial pilot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
And you hang a lot. You know a lot of these commercial pilots. How much truth is to the rumor of a pilot giving up his seat in an aircraft with a box cutter?
Let me tell you that the days following September 11th, we were all in awe of when the official story started coming out saying that these aircraft were taken over by box cutters. We were all saying to ourselves, you know, those pilots had to be dead to give up their airplanes. We know the common strategy prior to September 11th. The common strategy, what that is training that goes on at the airlines. When you go in every 6 months, we have recurrent training, and just to keep us sharp, we go into simulators and we sit down and we do what's called ground school.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do that, we also go over what's called the common strategy. And common strategy is a protocol training for flight crews, flight attendants, pilots, and everything, and so on, including. I think we had some ground crew in there as well because they get involved once and if we're on the ground. But we train on what to do. And giving up your airplane with box cutters was not one of them. Let's just put it that way. I don't want to give away too much because I'm not 100% certain of what we can speak about publicly. Based on the common strategy prior to 9/11, I believe it's been declassified because now they have a new strategy. But that wasn't one of the protocol. And as a matter of fact, in the film we cover even Charles Burlingame, the captain of American 77. We cover his sister, where she even agrees that he wouldn't have given up that aircraft unless he was eliminated. Now. Ted Olson, according to Ted Olson, Barbara Olson, his wife, made a phone call from the aircraft, and from what I understand, it was from a cell phone call. And he says that, she said the pilots were herded. Everybody, including the pilots, were herded to the back of the aircraft, and the only thing that she mentioned were knives and cardboard cutters, box cutters.
Mm-hmm. So. Which that in itself just sounds literally impossible. I cannot visualize a pilot and a co-pilot and the flight attendants knowing, what I know about the training that they go through, because I happen to know a friend of mine's a pilot.
Sure.
And that just didn't happen.
Let me expand on that a little bit because, number one priority for flight crew is passenger safety. Number two priority is to get them to the destination on time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does giving up your aircraft fit in with either of those priorities? If you give up your aircraft to somebody you have no clue who knows how to fly that aircraft, you're all dead anyway.
Sure.
So that's where the split-second decisions and judgment come in for these highly qualified individuals that are sitting up front in front of the airplane. It's not so much flying that at that level anymore. I mean, we all know how to fly airplanes like people get in their cars. It's more decision-making abilities mm-hmm. to get up into the front of that airplane, and that's what airlines look for when they hire people. So.
Well, it's interesting. It seems that the whole 9/11 subject goes in waves. It dies down for a while, then it rears its head again, and then it dies down for a while. And this Republican debate, like night before last with Ron Paul, now they're trying to tie Ron Paul into, you know, hanging his hat with Alex Jones and the conspiracy theorists and so forth. But what's interesting is that Rosie O'Donnell now, and by the way, you and I had a chat off the air, and I went in and I looked, and yes, on May 24th on The View, Rosie O'Donnell is having Dylan Avery and William Rodriguez, who was one of the heroes from 9/11. So it's rearing its head again, and I kind of equate it to the beach ball in the swimming pool. You know, the farther you push that beach ball down, the more it wants to pop up. And the farther that the government tries to push down the their alternative, if you will, or erroneous explanations for 9/11, the harder that it wants to pop up. And so I would see that this whole subject matter is starting to come to play again, and this time it's getting into the mainstream. And I'm thinking that what is the viewing audience of that show, Rob? Is it, what, about 30 million?
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm. And so that plus the debates, and they're doing, I don't know whether you've watched the debates, but they're doing everything they can do to slam Ron Paul.
Yeah, I was listening to Alex a little while ago, and it's really good news that those guys are going to be on The View, and they're trying to suppress, they want to handpick their people with trying to suppress them early with these debates, trying to suppress Ron Paul, banning him from the debates. I mean, this is America, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, they're trying to ban him from the debates, and they're coming up with some of the most ridiculous comments about doing that. I mean, I was watching some clips this morning of, what's her name, Michelle Malkin on Fox, and her explanations are just totally ridiculous. Matter of fact, I believe tomorrow I'm going to play some of these clips where I'm going to talk about Ron Paul. But let's get back to this, this video that you guys did. Or I guess you put that one together, right? The one that's on Pilots for 9/11 Truth?
Yeah. Initially, you know, I did all the reports, textual reports and the details, and I put it all up on the site. It's all in details on our forums as well. But we had this animation. I said, you know, hey, what? Since this boom with Google Video and YouTube and everything, and it attracts a lot of people, let's put together some type of documentary based on this animation we received from the NTSB.
Mm-hmm.
So I went ahead and did it. Now, it's not Steven Spielberg quality because we learned how to fly airplanes, not make movies, but the information is fantastic, and we put it together. I started it out, and then Gideon, of course, helped me. He's a local researcher here down in Knoxville. That, as a matter of fact, Sophia of 9/11 Mysteries hooked us up. He knew her, and I knew her, and said, "Hey, you guys should start talking. You live in the area." So we became pretty good friends, and we've been doing research together as well since. And now we're working on United 93. So that hopefully we're going to start releasing some reports on that. But yeah, we put that together for the public. It's gaining pretty good attention. Sophia really liked it. I've been doing so many interviews this week, and of course we were on Jack Blood. The interviews are up on the website. You can download them.
Mm-hmm.
We just had an interview this week with Dan Gavados as well. We were talking about the he's an FAA examiner and check airman. He was authorized by the FAA to give flight exams to airline pilots in the simulators. We were talking about the difficulties of the World Trade Center attacks and at those speeds. And as a matter of fact, we go over, at those speeds, how hard it was for them to hit the World Trade Center. They were sitting in the simulator during September 11th. They tried to do it themselves, and they couldn't do it. You can watch that interview on the front page. It's up there now. But Pandora's Black Box, Chapter 2,
mm-hmm.
is getting out there.
Well, I'll tell you what. Now, have you done that? Have you sat in a simulator and tried to hit the World Trade Center?
I haven't been in a simulator in a level D sim since I flew the Dornier out of Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, Don Gavados did do it, and they couldn't do it.
Okay.
Very difficult time.
Going to take a break. Stick with me, Rob. I'm going to open up the phone lines after the break here, and anybody can call in if they want and talk to Rob. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, CN3. Stick with us.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. This is a short segment coming up here. My special guest is Rob Balsamo, and I'm opening up the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Feel free to call and ask any question you wish or make a comment about 9/11 and the planes and so forth, because it's going to rear its head again, folks. That's my prediction because of these debates coming up. At any rate, Rob, we got a caller on the line already. You want to go to Fred in Pennsylvania?
Sure.
Yeah, Fred, you with me?
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Fred.
I want to bring up a couple of, if we're talking about 9/11, I want to talk about the, just the whole contradictions that we have about it. Cell calls, always have documentation when they're made from a, if they're made on an aerial call, if it's possible, and it wouldn't be, generally. And in the case of the disclosure about the details of these supposed cell calls, completed cell calls. There was no transaction number. The content of the calls was bizarre. It sounded stilted. It didn't sound normal when that was released. And also there's just so many things. Did you ever hear of something called a VTC, a video teleconference, or a phone bridge? The FAA was supposedly in possession of all these numerous phone bridges, and they would not release them. They would not talk about them. They may have been eliminated as far as anything that can be released. They have more than one way of recording that. It's not just tapes. It's not just the air traffic controller tapes, but the FAA and the security agencies always know what's going on. And all of that information was refused to be released. It wasn't released to the commission. It wasn't released to Congress, and it wasn't released to the public. There's just so many items of the cover-up that we can't trust any story about 911 from the government.
Yeah, I agree, Fred. You know, speaking of the ATC tapes that were destroyed up in New York Center, you know, after the morning of September 11th, a bunch of air traffic controllers gathered out in Ronkonkoma, New York, very close to where I used to live on Long Island, and I knew some controllers over there, but they went into a room and they taped their debrief of what happened that morning, and a manager came in and grabbed the tape and crushed it up in his hand and dispersed it in several garbage pails around the facility. I mean, you could go to our website, as a matter of fact, and look under, I believe it's American 11 link on the left margin. If you click on that, we have the full story there, and I believe it's a Washington Post article or New York Times article. As far as the cell phones are concerned, from what I understand, I haven't researched the cell phones thoroughly. I know other people that have, but from what I understand, Renee May, which was the flight attendant on American 77, made a cell phone call, and it's confirmed, as reported, that it was a cell phone call. Whether or not it was real, I don't know.
Well, it has to be. I mean, there's a certain standardization when you have.
Well, let me finish for a second,
yes,
Fred. She supposedly made the phone call at 9:12 a.m. in the morning. According to the flight data recorder released by the NTSB, that was above 24,000 feet. I have never, and I do not know any crew member that has had a cell phone work above, say, about 2,000-3,000 feet. Even then, it's hard to do. Prior to September 11th or after. As a matter of fact, before September 11th, I was a corporate chief pilot. And when I didn't have passengers on board and I had to pick up a clearance or something from air traffic control, we can call them on the cell phone, and I'd have my co-pilot do it or something on the cell phone so we wouldn't have to switch frequencies. We'd descend below, 2,000 feet, and we'd try to make the call. We could not make it at any height higher. And even below 2,000, we were having difficulties. And this was in a bustling area, New York, New England area, when I was flying up there regularly. So there were a lot of cell towers around the area.
Yeah.
Up there.
Well, we're not contradicting each other. I'm only saying that the for that to be possible, there has to be the automatic documentation of a call. If it's stored, if it's recorded,
yeah, I agree.
Then there has to be that, and they refuse to release that.
I think that's even with the airphone calls as well, the claimed airphone calls. They won't even release the information on that as well. So.
Correct. So that, what is the purpose of not releasing it? I mean, who are you protecting now?
That goes for everything with September 11th. That goes for the parts. That goes for the any videos that were captured at the Pentagon. I go to my local Walmart up here, and I see 18 cameras on the roof. high-tech cameras on the roof. Are we to believe that no cameras at the Pentagon? I mean, that Walmart is better covered than the Pentagon?
Give us your site again, please.
Pilotsfor911truth.org.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thanks Fred. Okay, we're going to go to a break, and then when we get back, we'll go to Bill from Texas. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Rob Balsamo, and we'll see you in three. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years, with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Everybody, this is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And come a little bit closer and hear what Rob Balsamo has to say. Phone lines are open, folks, 800-313-9443. We're just having a little chit-chat about the events surrounding 9/11 because it's rearing its head again. Let's go to Bill in Texas. Bill, you're on with Michael and Rob.
Yes. I was just curious if your guest had heard, I think his name is John Lear, but Lear from Lear Aviation.
Mm-hmm. He's a member, isn't he, Rob?
But he talked about how there was no way that fourth plane was a ground impact. I think it was coast to coast. I usually don't listen to radio at night, but It was quite interesting hearing him talking about how there's no way the story matched the actual physical evidence.
You're talking about Flight 93?
Yeah, the one that was supposedly hit the ground.
Rob?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know if I was put through before, but I did answer you. Yeah, John Lehrer is one of our members. We're working on Flight 93 right now. We just received the NTSB animation and CSV hard data files from the NTSB. And it is interesting what I'm seeing so far. I don't want to say too much because I want to make sure all the facts are straight. We have all our I's dotted, our T's crossed before we make any public reports. But there are some interesting details about this impact. And I haven't listened to John Lear's interview on Coast to Coast, but he is one of our members, and I even did an interview with him. I interviewed him, and it's on our multimedia section page. If you click on that link, you can go there and listen to the interview, and it's very interesting.
Anyway, but that's all I had. I just want to make sure that you heard about the interview.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate your call. Again, the lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, I know, Rob, you don't want to go into too much about Flight 93 because, again, you've got the information from the NTSB and you guys are evidently doing another video. But I did want to talk a little bit about some of this wreckage, at not only the Pentagon, but also the World Trade Center. I saw a picture of an engine that was found in the street at the World Trade Center.
It's quite interesting, that engine, the way it was found, that the cement wasn't correct and whatnot. But and let me just say for the record, I don't know if anybody knows our stance on this, but I know several flight crews that were at Newark and at JFK waiting in line for departure,
mm-hmm.
That saw these aircraft hit the buildings with their own eyes. As a matter of fact, if you go to iPilots.org, that was my old airline I used to fly for, and there are a couple of them in there that I know that saw them. But and we're all listed there. It's where it's basically a central house for us to contact each other and stay in touch. But so planes did hit those buildings. Now, whether or not they were United 175 and American 11 exactly, still really needs to be proven. These engine parts, parts that were found on top of World Trade Center 5, and we're going to get into American 11 and 175 as well after I do United 93, but these parts that were found, all they need to do is produce those parts with the maintenance logs,
mm-hmm.
and cross-check the numbers, the part numbers that are stamped on the parts, and they can prove that it was American 11 and United 175 that hit those buildings specifically. But aircraft definitely did hit those buildings, from what I understand, because I guess there's some theories out there.
I've heard a lot of them, and to me, the aircraft being made out of primarily aluminum, if it hits a building at 400 knots, let's say. I think that was the reported speed.
They said 580 miles per hour, which is somewhere around 470 probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's call it 470.
Yeah.
Now, would it not be, I mean, the World Trade Center itself was, had these great big steel beams, and there was a metal exterior. Now, these big steel beams were... I don't know how far apart they were, but they certainly weren't 150 feet apart. So my question to you is, if a plane traveling at 470 knots, that is an aluminum aircraft, and it hits those steel beams, how could it make a perfect hole like that, Rob?
Yeah, well, I mean, it is a good point, and I'm not a physics major, so
okay.
wouldn't be the one to answer that, but from what I understand, people did see him.
Well, all right, let's go back to the phones then. You want to?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Let's go into the parts that were found at the Pentagon. There was definitely a plane there. Whether or not it hit the building also remains to be proven, that it was American 77. The flight data recorder shows it too high. The flight path shows it too far north, which is shown in our film. And the parts that were found there which we talked about off air a little earlier, Mike, that hub in the front of the Pentagon, that's pretty much the compressor desk.
Oh, okay.
That was found in front of the Pentagon, and also the wheel hub that was found outside between the C and D rings, or C and B rings, I believe are the only two pieces that are on a government site supporting the government story that, in fact, American Airlines Flight 77 hit the Pentagon. But yet, they don't produce those parts with the maintenance locks cross-check. The diffuser case that was supposedly taken inside of the Pentagon, the picture taken inside the Pentagon, you can't find that on any government site supporting the government story. The landing gear, the same. Now, there's three struts to those landing gears. Why do we only see one?
Mm-hmm.
The wheel hub, there's eight of those. Why do we only see one? There were 150-some-odd seats on that airplane. I'd have to double-check it. We don't see any of that. As a matter of fact, we have in our forums, forums.pilotsfornowlmtruth.org, in our American, I believe it's in our Pentagon section. If you go in there, there are photographs, photo albums of Leo Titus, who took many, many pictures inside the Pentagon that day after the strike.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cleared-out area. You can't recognize any pieces of airplanes. It's wide open.
That's forums for pilots at 911truth.org?
Forums.pilotsfor911truth.org in the Pentagon section.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, let's go to the phones. You want?
Sure.
All right. Let's go to Super Bowl Steve. Super Bowl Steve, you're on with Michael and Rob. Hello?
Yes, Steve here.
Yeah,
hey,
Steve.
I'm still alive and kicking. I had some information that I learned back in 1988 about Flight 93. And I remember there were a lot of people heard that Flight 93 actually landed in Cincinnati. Or Cleveland, I'm sorry, actually landed in Cleveland. Am I right?
Steve, I believe that I haven't gotten into that research yet, but I believe that was retracted the same day, was it not?
It doesn't matter. It was reported like on three or four local TV stations. I mean, it really happened.
Okay.
And you'll find out that this, remember, they offloaded the aircraft, the personnel off the aircraft, and they took them into a flight hangar. Well, what you're going to find out is that that flight hangar at one time contained and still did at the time they were offloaded. These big turbine blades there, it's called... like if you want to check the airfoil of an aircraft, you bring it in there.
Yeah, wind tunnels.
Yeah, okay. Well, what they did was, now this is what I heard in 1988, and I don't know if it's true or not. They ran the people that came off of Flight 93, because everybody wants to know what happened to them. There was an airfoil. There was a one of those flight things in there. They ran them through there, chopped them up into little bits, and that's why they found them. There was enough time to get them down to Shanksville, which is about 13 miles south of where I live. And the biggest part that they found out of any of them bodies was like a 6-inch piece of spine. So
that's a pretty wild theory, Steve.
Yeah, and Steve, the other thing
is often the truth. Let me
just ask you one question. You keep saying you heard this in 1988.
Mm-hmm.
Well, September 11th happened in 2001.
Well, this was planned for that long. I mean, this has been on the book.
I see. Okay.
All right.
And a lot of what we're going through right now is on the books. I mean, they are playing us by the book. There's very few little accidents happening. I mean, what's happening is being created by the New World Order. They're going out of a book, out of a script that was written years ago, and everybody knows that they just play their part, they'll be safe. The only unfortunate thing is that the American people will be the ones to suffer.
Okay, good thought, Steve. We've got to go to other calls. Thanks for the call, buddy. Let's go to Michael in New York. Michael, you're on with Rob and Michael. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi, Michael. How you doing?
Hello, Michael.
Good, thanks, guys. Let me tell you that from Davon Clay's video, 9/11 in Plain Sight,
mm-hmm.
regarding the Pentagon scenario, what is clear from the photo evidence that he presented, there was an impact of a 16-foot diameter hole on the wall of the Pentagon, which is impossible from a 757 with a 64-foot diameter hull. And also, the roof was totally intact upon initial impact. And when you peer into the hole and you see the cross-sectional perspective of the office spaces inside and the walls are blown off, nothing is burned. Like, there's a book with thousands of pages on it, opened in the middle, sitting on a wooden platform, and you see a computer on a desk and everything. Nothing is burned. Nothing is singed. And so right there we know that no way could a 757 cause that damage. And the impact on the wall of the building was, of course, well below the roof because the roof line was still intact. So how could a 757 even come in on such an approach without even hitting the ground, without taking down light posts strewn across the parking lot?
Yeah, thanks for the call. We go over all that in our film, and especially with the flight data recorder information that's provided by the NTSB. I mean, there's so many contradictions where it doesn't support the official story. I mean, this aircraft, the vertical descent rate, how fast it's coming down, it was in a 4,600 feet per minute dive at that time when it stops. It stops 1 second prior to impact. They don't even want to show us the impact in the FDR data. But it stops over the highway right there, Route 27, Washington Boulevard, which is just west of that Pentagon wall. And the animation stops at what's called 180 feet pressure altitude, but you got to correct for local pressure to get the exact altitude above sea level. And when we correct it, and you'll see it again, it's all in the film, we have an altimeter simulator, and we go through all that. It's 480 feet. Above the ground, above sea level, and the ground there is only 44 feet. Plus the light poles is another 40 feet, and that's 84 right. feet. That doesn't reach 480. So
right, physically, just defying the law of physics is what those Arabs were able to do, huh?
Yeah.
And can I also add in quick,
sure.
guys? A couple points. One is that. Escape me. The second one, I watched 9/11 happen live on TV that morning. Just happened to be fortunate enough to catch after the first plane made impact.
Where in New York and are you, Mike?
I'm in lower Hudson Valley, Dutchess County, New York.
Oh,
about
50
miles north
County
of New York City.
All right.
And so I did hear, as Tom Brokaw was covering it, he actually stated that we shot down the plane over Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
and then,
I guess there was a slip on that, too, with Rumsfeld or something, too, wasn't there?
Yeah, I wish I'd taped that one, guys. I wish I had the VCR rolling, but he did state that, and then, of course, retracted it about 5-10 minutes later. He says, that was a false report, it looks like, and then they gave us the phony story with the heroes on board and all that nonsense.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and then here's the other point, guys. They made a major error last year when they tried to show us a film of the 757 going into the Pentagon, and anybody that happened to catch that, and you notice they didn't show that too long, it was a blurb of something hauling very fast, super high velocity, and it was very short in length. And that's all we've seen on the film that they said was going to expose the...
Well, that's the same film Michael and Glenn Beck said, well, that just proves it was a plane. Look at it. Remember that?
Yeah.
That's what woke me up. That's what started me into my research, because when I saw that, I said, I can't see a 757.
Yeah.
That's
so I started
poking
around.
That's right.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You,
all right. All right. I've got more calls on the line. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Dan, you're on with Michael and Rob.
Yeah, Mike, I just wanted to have this to make for you guest and see what he thinks.
Go ahead.
I believe airplanes hit the two towers. I do not believe that the 757 hit the Pentagon. And the point regarding that these unskilled pilots were capable of doing what they did, The Indianapolis 500's coming up here in a couple of weeks,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to go down here to my local go-kart track, and I'm going to practice. And then here in about 10 days, I'm going to go to the Indianapolis 500, And I'm not only going to drive one of those high-speed race cars, I'm going to win the race.
There you go.
And if you believe that, then you'll believe the government story. And that's all I have to say.
Thanks, Dan.
That was good.
All right. Let's go to Davey in Texas. Davey, you're on with Michael and Rob.
Hi, gentlemen.
How you doing, buddy?
Hello. All right. Listen, I don't know all the technicals like y'all do. And I don't know. I used to listen to Super Bowl Dave on another program.
Super Bowl Steve?
Steve, yeah. It didn't convince me, but I guess it's possible because I knew about 9/11 in 1969. I didn't know what I knew. Looking back, I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know how?
Okay, go ahead.
I went to an engineering school out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
1969, I changed dorms, and whoops, oh, lo and behold, about a third of them were ARAF. I got to know some of them and so forth, and one of them, several of them, were taking flight lessons. One of them I knew, and one I envied that. I couldn't afford it. Since then, I have learned to fly. But I said, I just wondered why he was wanting to learn. And he really opened up to me about a lot of different things over time. But this one, he said, well, we're all going to learn to fly, and we're going to fly airplanes into y'all's big buildings and destroy America.
This is in 1969.
69.
Okay, that's 32 years.
Yeah, that's what he said. And they were all crazy to us, you know, Central Texas boys. And I told my roommates, and they guffawed. They're crazy, we said. They're the craziest bunch of people we ever met.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what he told me.
Interesting. Robbie, you want to comment on that?
Well, supposedly Hani Hanjour was the most experienced pilot out of all of them, according to the 9/11 Commission report. I'll let you go to break, and I'll
all right, over. Let's go to break. You want to hold over? I'll hold you over, Davey. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Rob Balsamo, yes, got to get that right. Stick with us. We'll be back in three.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Short segment here with my special guest, Rob Balsamo. Did a real good job of carving up your name before the break. I'm sorry about that, Rob. All right, Dave, we're still on with Texas, or is he gone? All right, well, anyway, the phone lines are open. I guess Dave hung up during the break. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Feel free to call in and with your questions and comments for Rob. Now, back to this wreckage, Rob. They found one piece of landing gear, one strut in the Pentagon, where they should have been three, right?
Right. Well, before I get into that, I just wanted to finish up for your listeners with Hani Hanjour.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
yeah,
go ahead.
Hani Hanjour was supposedly the most experienced, according to the 9/11 Commission report. However, he was refused to rent 172. You could Google all that. Freeway Airport, Maryland. Supposedly, he had reportedly a commercial multi-instrument rating. We went over this briefly on your last show, Mike.
Actually, that was John's show. I was subbing.
Well, yeah, that's true. Okay. That's true. To get through all those tests, you have to pass them all, and they're all written in English. You have to go up with flight examiners and take verbal exams with flight examiners, all in English, and you have to be able to speak it fluently and understand it. Peggy Chevrette, the flight school manager where Hani went for training, she was concerned that, one, his skills didn't seem to be up to par for the ratings that he held, and two, he couldn't speak English well enough for the ratings that he held. She was wondering how he passed all his tests to get to that level, so she called the FAA five separate times and spoke to a John Anthony, and John... The normal standard procedure is to when a concern arises like that is to take the kid and give him a test,
mm-hmm.
and make sure that he is in fact competent enough, can speak English for one, and fly the aircraft. Well, instead of doing that, the FAA recommended getting a translator. Completely illegal. So, and that's on our site, too. You can look up the article on that.
So the FAA, in recommending that they get a translator, that means that somebody in the FAA knew what was going on.
It seems that way. I mean, I know researchers, and we've tried to track down for a statement, and we can't get any statements from this John Anthony. So, I mean, we're still going to try, but once you hold those ratings, and if someone has a concern of that stature, being a flight school manager, that brings that up to the FAA. The FAA has to look into that, and they have to test the pilot. It's called the 709 ride. Now, another thing is, other instructors at other flight schools says that he didn't even know what the instruments were there to do, and supposedly he was instrument rated. That's absurd.
I mean, I know.
It's just, and again, he is supposedly the most proficient and experienced out of all the 9/11 hijackers of that day, again, according to the 9/11 Commission report. Yet, I show pilots this stuff who haven't looked into it, and they're looking at it like, you know, huh? This just doesn't make sense.
Right, but there's so much of it that doesn't make sense. I've gone into, if you go into Google and type smoking guns of 9/11 or something like that, you'll come up with hundreds of weird anomalies and curiosities and many things that don't make any sense. Anyway, we're kind of at the top of the hour. Going to take a couple-minute break here. Got my special guest, Rob Balsamo, with us, and we'll still take your calls at 800-313-9443 if you have any questions. Stick with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes.